Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca from Chef Catering?
This is she. How can I help you?
Great. My name is Dexter Wiggins, and I got your number from your website. I know this is a long shot, but I was wondering if you had any openings for Thanksgiving this year.
Actually, yeah, this is perfect timing. I just had a cancellation.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I would hurry, though, if you are interested, just because you can imagine it's a busy time.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I do have an opening.
Oh my gosh, you are a lifesaver.
Thank you, yes. So what exactly are you looking for?
Well, my family's already bringing over a bunch of the traditional side dishes, so really the only thing that I need from you is maybe to cook the turkey, the stuffing, and then maybe bake a pie, if that's possible?
Absolutely, yeah, I can do all of those.
Okay.
Typically, though, my Thanksgiving rate includes more, so okay. I can just make what you want, but I would still have to charge you the full rate for the package. Is that okay?
No, that's fine. I know it's last minute, too, so whatever it takes. I also have a few other requests that I'm willing to pay more for, too.
Okay, sure. Yeah, what did you have in mind?
Well, every once in a while, as you're cooking, would you mind just calling me babe?
What? You want me to call you babe while I'm cooking at your house?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long story. But again, I'm willing to pay extra for it. Just every once in a while, I'll throw a babe in there or sweetums or something.
No.
Okay. That seemed like a pretty hard no.
No, that's not part of my service. I cook.
Well, it's just my family has been really grilling me lately about why I'm still single. And they keep saying that they want grandkids, and I haven't had any luck finding a girlfriend, so I just told them that I have one so they'd get off my back. And I'm so, so sorry. I know it's super weird. I was just just hoping to get through this Thanksgiving to make my parents happy. I'm sorry. I'm crying now, and I didn't want to do that. I guess I'll just have to say sorry, Mom. It's another Thanksgiving alone.
Oh, my God.
I'm such an idiot. Oh, my God. I can't even believe I am.
It's okay. No, I get it. It's a hard time of year, right?
Yeah.
The holidays. So, okay. Once or twice, I could call you babe, but just once or twice?
That's all I'm asking. Yeah, just in front of my mom. I'll pay an extra $200.
Okay. I will do it just once or twice. I'm not going to do it more. I get that you're in a hard place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh.
You're
welcome.
You've just made a very lonely guy very happy for the holiday season.
All right. Well, we're not going to like touch or anything, right? I'm just going to say babe.
No, definitely not. That's all. By the way, you aren't pregnant, are you?
No. What? Excuse me?
Okay. Well, because that would be a bonus if you were. That's fine.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Would you be willing to wear a pregnancy belly under your apron just for a little while?
What? No. I was already pushing it with the whole babe thing. Like, don't make this any weirder than it is.
I just told my parents that my girlfriend was pregnant with triplets, so it would help.
That's not my fault. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Thanksgiving is just so stressful. Like I said, my parents really, really want grandchildren. That's the one thing that would make them proud of me, you know?
I understand that this is difficult, but I'm just not going to participate in this whole lie scheme, whatever you've created.
Well, if I were to borrow one of my friend's babies, would you just say that it's ours?
No, what? No, this is absurd.
Did you say no? Did you say no?
Yes, I said no.
You're a terrible mother.
Oh my God.
I don't even know you anymore.
What? You've never known me.
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay, sir. I think that maybe you need some help, and I'm just not interested in doing business with you.
Look, I'm sorry I lashed out at you, babe.
What?
No. You want me to rub your feet? I'm worried about the baby now. Please don't get worked up.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now, okay? Good luck with your whole weird Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you it's a prank phone call then.
Nope, you don't have to make excuses. It's fine. We're just not going to work this.
I'm not making any excuses. This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your friend Brandy set you up.
What? So this isn't real?
No, it's a joke. She said that you're a caterer and you just had a cancellation for Thanksgiving. She wanted me to mess with you.
No.
Yeah, it's a joke. I don't need you to come over and pretend to be my pregnant girlfriend.
That was the weirdest phone call I have ever had from a catering service. Oh, my God.
Nobody's ever asked you to strap on a pregnancy belly before and pretend like you were pregnant with triplets while cooking Thanksgiving dinner?
You know, actually, they have not. believe it or not.
Weird. Okay, babe. Well, take care. All right, sweetie.
Oh, my God.